In the studio with us, our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning to you, Ian. Very exciting time. Politics are beginning to heat up. Everybody says in New York, nothing happens before Labor Day. But yesterday, three newspapers came out and went after Eliot Spitzer with everything they had, the Times, the News, and the Post. Let me just start by saying everybody who listens to Fund Drives knows that Eliot Spitzer has been very generous to WAMC. I think that transparency has been there and is important. But more than that, he's my friend, and I like him very much. And of course, understanding the transgressions, as of course he does. However, I have to say that Eliot Spitzer is one of the few guys who ever tried to hold Wall Street accountable. And it is really very fascinating to me that there's sort of, we all know there's a Republican Party and a Democratic Party, but when it comes to certain institutional arrangements, they all get together. In this case, I have never seen the kind of fear that everybody is showing. Now, it's interesting because New Yorkers are in the mayoral race, those who are eligible to vote, are polling wildly for Spitzer because I think they know that if he gets to be city controller, he'll use that office once again to hold people accountable in a way that they haven't been held accountable before. I suspect that's what the newspapers are afraid of, and they're ganging up. And I think that's another thing New Yorkers who are full of moxie and everything else don't like. They don't like ganging up. It seems to me that that's what this whole thing is all about. It'll be interesting to see if three newspapers, all interestingly coming out on exactly the same day, and then all writing stories about how they're all together, or at least I saw that in the Times last night. That's fascinating stuff, and it could have an ugly side to it.
Let's quickly jet out to Iowa, where former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown says, "Yeah, I'm thinking about running for president."
Well, he ain't going to be president, but he could be governor. Of that, there is no question. And I said at the time that he said he wasn't going to run for the United States Senate, you know, he had Mitch McConnell tied around his throat in blue state Massachusetts. But Massachusetts elects governors, Republican governors, all the time.
But as for a fairly moderate Republican from Massachusetts getting the nomination for president a second time in a row, that may be not happening.
Sometimes, Ian, when they're running for president, they're really running for vice president.
We'll keep an eye on that. Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Ian.
Support for Regional News comes from Tech Valley Communications, providing direct-to-business fiber-optic connections for high-speed internet, voice, and data services on the company's own First Light fiber-optic network, techvalleycom.com. And Morning Edition continues now 20 minutes before 8.